然后今天早上我们继续谈到这个乐捐的厚恩。
Today we're going to continue talking about grace giving.
经文是哥林多后书第九章第一到第十五节。
And our verses today are 1 Corinthians 9 verses 1 to 15.
我只是用中文念，然后你们看英文的跟着一起看。
I will only read it in Chinese. If you're reading English, just follow along.
哥林多后书第九章第一节，论到供给圣徒的事，我不必写信给你们，因为我知道你们乐意的心，常对马其顿人夸奖你们，说亚该亚人预备好了，已经有一年了，并且你们的热心激动了许多人。但我打发那几位弟兄去，要叫你们照我们的话预备妥当，免得我们在这世上夸奖你们的话落了空。万一有马其顿人与我们同去，见你们没有预备，就叫我们所确信的反成了羞愧，你们羞愧更不用说了。因此我想不得不求那几位弟兄到你们那里去，把从前所应许的捐资预备妥当，就显出你们所捐的是出于乐意，不是出于勉强。少种的少收，多种的多收，这话是真的。个人要随本心所夺定的，不要作难，不要勉强，因为捐献乐意的人是神所取爱的。神能将各样的恩惠多多地加给你们，使你们凡事常常充足，能做多行各样善事，如经上所记，他施舍钱财，周济贫穷，他的仁义存到永远。那赐种给撒种的，赐粮给人吃的，必多多的加给你们种地的种子，又增添你们仁义的果子，叫你们凡事富足，可以多多施舍，就借着我们使感谢归于神。因为办这供给你的事，不但圣徒缺乏，而且叫许多人越发感谢神，他们从这供给的事上得了凭据，知道你们承认基督，顺服他的福音，多多地捐钱给他们的众人，使将荣耀归于神。他们也因神极大的恩赐显在你们心里，就切切地想念你们，为你们祈祷感谢神，因他有说不尽的恩赐。我上个星期我在哥林多后书第八章第一节到第十五节谈到这个乐捐的厚恩。
Last week in 2 Corinthians chapter 8 verses 1 to 15 I talked about the grace of giving.
请问大家还记得乐捐的厚恩有那几个重点？
Do you remember what points we talked about with the grace of giving?
我上个星期我谈到这个乐捐的厚恩。
Last week I talked about the grace of giving.
乐捐的厚恩有四个要点。
And it had four characteristics.
第一点就是不受这个环境好坏的影响。
The first was that it is not affected by circumstances.
第二点就是马其顿教会的信徒他们模仿耶稣基督的榜样。
The second point was that the church in Macedonia was following the example of the Lord.
第三点他们的奉献是心甘情愿的。
The third point was that their offering came from a willing heart.
最后他们乐捐的厚恩是因为分担这个缺乏。
And the last point was that their offering was for the purpose of sharing shortfalls.
所以马其顿教会的信徒他们在这个四方面表现出他们在这个捐献上的厚恩。
And so the Macedonian church, through these four characteristics, showed grace giving.
他们的表现成为保罗给哥林多教会这个信徒的劝勉。
And this, their giving through grace became the encouragement that Paul gave to the Corinthian church.
哥林多教会的信徒不懂得什么是乐见的厚恩。
The church in Corinth did not understand what grace giving was.
因此保罗必须用马其顿教会的榜样来教导他们。
And so Paul had to use the example of the Macedonian church to teach them.
保罗除了以马其顿教会的榜样来教导哥林多教会的信徒。
And in addition to Paul using this to teach the Corinthian church.
劝勉他们学习这个马其顿教会的榜样。
He also encouraged them to, learn from the example of the Macedonians.
还告诉他们这个乐见厚恩所带来那些良好的后果。
And he also told them what are the good results that come from grace giving.
我们当信徒愿意把他的金钱献上给神使用的时候。
When Christians are willing to give their money to God for his work.
必定会带来这个良好的后果。
It will produce good results.
那么从今天早上我们看的经文乐捐所带来的后果至少有四方面。
From the verses that we looked at today, the results of grace giving, there are at least four.
那如果你看你手上的大纲一共有四方面。
If you look here on the outline, there are four points.
那乐捐能够带来的后果第一就是能够激发他人。
The result of grace giving, the first one is it can stimulate others.
那保罗对马其顿教会的信徒曾经提过哥林多教会在捐献上的热心。
In the past, Paul had mentioned to the Macedonian church how the church at Corinth was zealous in their giving.
这个是一年前的事情。
This was from a year past.
所以保罗在这边说，因为我知道你们乐意的心，常对马其顿人夸奖你们说亚该亚人预备好了已经有一年了并且你们的热心激动了许多人。
For I know that your eagerness to help, for I know your eagerness to help, and I have been boasting about it to the Macedonians, telling them that since last year you and Achaia were ready to give, and your enthusiasm has stirred most of them to action.
那保罗说哥林多教会的在捐献上的热心也激动了许多人。
Paul says here that the zeal that the Corinthians had in giving had stimulated others.
包括这个马其顿教会的信徒。
Including the believers in Macedonia.
使到马其顿教会的信徒表现出他们乐见的厚恩。
And it caused the Macedonian believers to start giving in grace.
但是一年的时间已经过去了。
But a year had already passed.
那哥林多教会的信徒没有遵守他们的诺言。
And the believers in Corinth had not fulfilled their promise.
那因此保罗必须以马其顿教会的信徒来激发他们。
And so Paul uses the example of the believers in Macedonia to encourage them.
盼望能够眺望他们在捐献上的热心。
And he hoped to rekindle their zeal in giving again.
基督徒在生活上的见证能够激发其他的人。
Our testimony in our lives can move others to action.
使到别人得到勉励。
And encourage others.
在希伯来书第十章第二十四节说。
As it says in Hebrews chapter 10 verse 24.
又要彼此相顾激发爱心勉励行善。
And let us consider how we may spur one another on toward love and good deeds.
那请注意这节经文的激发。
And here we're paying attention to the word spur.
那激发在这个英文的翻译本有不同的这个字眼。
English, the English translations translate it differently.
比如说在这个 New American Standard Bible, 它翻译成Stimulate.
And NASB translates it as stimulate.
Now NIV 把它翻译成 spur, S-P-U-R.
NIV calls it spur.
Now New King James Version 把它翻译成 to stir up.
And New King James Version is to stir up.
所以这节经文说明我们应当以爱心和行善上彼此的激发。
And so this verse shows us that we should use love and good good works, good deeds to stimulate each other.
啊，彼此的勉励。
And encourage each other.
所以当我们激发爱心的时候。
And when we spur one another on with love.
啊，别人得到好处。
Other people will benefit.
那曾经有一位年长的寡妇。
There was once an older widow.
啊，因为年纪大了。
She was quite old.
所以走动很不方便。
So she had trouble moving around.
但是她很想侍奉神。
But she really wanted to serve the Lord in some way.
那经过祷告之后。
She prayed about it.
她可以，她觉得自己可以借助弹钢琴来祝福别人。
And she felt like she could bless others through her piano playing.
因此隔天早上她就在当地的报馆登了一个小小的广告。
And so the next day, she put up a little ad in a bulletin board where she lived.
那在广告里就说钢琴伴奏者借助电话每天为生病和沮丧的人弹诗歌。
And the ad said, a pianist would like to offer a hymn via telephone for all those who are sick and sorrowful.
这个服务是免费的。
And this service is free.
在这个广告里面还留下她的电话。
And she put her phone number on the ad.
当人拨电话进来的时候。
And when people called her.
她就问你要听哪一首诗歌。
She'd ask them, what hymn do you want to hear?
所以在几个月里他所弹的诗歌使到数百个人得到欢乐和勉励。
And over the course of a few months, she brought joy and encouragement to hundreds of people this way.
不少的人主动地敞开他们的心。
And many people were willing to open up their hearts.
以致使到他能够帮助他们并且能够鼓励他们。
So that she could help them and encourage them.
所以激发爱心不仅能够使到别人得到好处得到勉励。
And spurring one another on in love not only causes other people to receive benefit and encouragement.
当我们在弟兄姐妹的身上看到神的作为的时候。
When we see God's works in the lives of our brothers and sisters.
看到他们的见证。
And we see their testimony.
我们会得到勉励。
We ourselves can be encouraged.
学习他们的榜样。
And learn from their example.
那同样的，当我们看到弟兄姐妹表现出这个乐捐的厚恩的时候
，In the same way, when we see brothers and sisters giving and grace,
我们会得到激励而学习他们的榜样。
We are ourselves are encouraged in this aspect, and we can learn from them.
那服侍神包括这个捐献这个金钱，不应当成为一个竞争。
Serving God, including our giving shouldn't be something like a competition.
我比别人服侍的更好。
My service is better than other people's.
我比别人奉献金钱更多。
I get more money than somebody else.
这个不是圣经的教导。
This is not the teaching of the Bible.
一个人奉献金钱多少不应当公开。
How much a person gives should not be made public.
只有他跟神知道就好了。
It should be only between him and God.
那主耶稣在这个马太福音第六章第四节教导说
Jesus teaches here in Matthew 6:4.
要叫你的施舍的事行在暗中，你父在暗中察看，必然报答你。
So that your giving may be in secret, then your Father who sees what is done in secret will reward you.
那无论如何，保罗在这里不是谈到这个个人的奉献，而是讲到教会整体的奉献。
In this case, Paul is not talking about personal giving, but he's talking about the giving of the church as a whole.
他以马其顿教会的捐献他们的表现来劝勉哥林多教会的信徒。
He used the example of the giving of the whole Macedonian church to encourage the Corinthians.
因此没有违反了主耶稣的教导。
And so was not going against Jesus' teaching here.
因为保罗的目的是希望马其顿教会的捐献能够激发哥林多教会的信徒。
Because his purpose here was he hoped that the example of the Macedonians would encourage the Corinthians.
所以我们看到乐捐的厚恩，第一点就是能够激发他人。
The first point, the first result of grace giving is that it can stimulate others.
然后第二点就是能够使人得到祝福。
The second result is that it can cause others to receive blessings.
乐捐的厚恩能够使到别人得到神的祝福。
Grace giving can cause, can bring blessings to ourselves and to others.
这里保罗说, 少种的少收，多种的多收，啊，这个话是真的。
Here Paul says, remember this, whoever sows sparingly will also reap sparingly, and whoever sows generously will also reap generously.
农夫少种，这个收成就少。
When the farmer plants less, he will harvest less.
农夫多种，收成的机会就会越高。
When the farmer plants more, he'll have more of a chance of having a large harvest.
那投资者把一点点的钱放在银行里。
When the investor puts just a little bit of money into the bank,
得来的利润就低。
His profit is low.
如果投资者把越多的钱放在银行里。
If the investor puts more money into the bank,
得到的利润就越高。
He'll have more profit.
所以当我们把一点点的钱投资在神的事工上,
So when we just invest a little bit of money into God's work,
那所结出的福音果子就少,
the gospel fruits are small.
相对的当我们把越多的钱投资在这个神的事工上的时候,
and in the same way, when we put more money on God's work,
所结的福音果子就越多,
the gospel fruit that we can receive is more.
那使到更多的人得到神的祝福,
and more people will be blessed that way.
所以保罗在这里使用这个耕种的比喻来讲解这个捐献敬虔的道理。
So here Paul uses the analogy of planting to talk about the principle of giving.
所以农夫把这个 种子撒在这个土上,
so the farmer takes the seed and spreads it into the dirt.
那这个种子如果撒的少的话,
if it's just a few seeds,
收成的机会这个就会越低,
then his harvest will be less.
如果种子撒的越多的时候,
if he plants more seeds,
那收成的机会就越高,
then he'll have a much higher probability of having a big harvest.
我的父亲是一位农夫,
my father was a farmer.
所以我记得, 这个什么, 多种的多收，少种的少收。
So I really remember that when you plant more, you harvest more.
所以为了有更高的收成,
so my father, in order to have a bigger harvest,
他预备更大的土地, 还有更多的种子,
he prepared a bigger plot of land and more seeds.
所以在合适的天气里面, 经常都带来很好的收成。
And so when the season came, he was often able to get a big harvest.
所以在箴言书第11章, 这里说, 有失散的却更增添, 有吝惜的, 过度的, 反致穷乏。
Here in Proverbs it says, one man gives freely, yet gains even more. Another withholds unduly, but comes to poverty.
好施舍的, 必得富裕, 丰裕, 滋润人的, 必得滋润。
A generous man will prosper. He who refreshes others will himself be refreshed.
所以这节经文说明, 祝福别人的必得到祝福。
This verse shows that those who bless others will themselves receive blessings.
所以在这节经文第9章第8节说, 神能将各样的恩惠多多的加给你们，使你们凡事常常充足，能多行各样的善事。
Here in verse 8 it says, and God is able to make all grace abound to you, so that in all things at all times, having all that you need, you will abound in every good work.
所以这些经文描述到神丰盛的恩典。
This verse is is describing God's abundant blessings.
所以你看到这些经文说各样的恩惠多多的加给你们，凡事常常充足，能多行各样善事。
So we see these points here to make all grace abound to you, having all that you need, and abound in every good work.
所以这些词句我们看到显露出神丰盛的恩典。
These phrases show forth God's abundant blessings.
我们神丰盛的恩典不一定是在物质富足上表现出来。
And God's abundant blessings are not necessarily material things.
我们生命上的丰盛也是出于神的恩典。
Abundant life also comes from God's grace.
所以当基督徒表现出这个乐捐厚恩的时候,
when Christians show forth their grace giving,
神会供应他们的需要,
God will meet their needs.
神会赐给他们丰盛的生命,
and He will give them abundant life.
我们在生活上他不会有任何的缺乏,
and He will not have any lack in His life.
因为圣经说神的恩典足够他用,
because the Bible says that God's grace is sufficient for us.
就算遇到困难,
if we encounter difficulties,
神的恩典足够他用,
God's grace will be enough for us.
保罗在12章第9节说,
Paul here in chapter 12 verse 9 says,
他对我说，我的恩典够你用的， 因为我的能力是在人的软弱上显得完全， 所以我更喜欢夸自己的软弱， 好叫基督的能力覆庇我。
And He has said to me, My grace is sufficient for you, for power is perfected in weakness. Most gladly, therefore, I will rather boast about my weaknesses, so that the power of Christ may dwell in me.
我们在2000年前的时候，我回应神对我的呼召。
In the year 2000, I answered God's call to me.
放弃自己的事业，离乡背井，来到美国念神学。
I gave up my career. I left home and I came to America to study theology.
经过多年的思考还有挣扎，我终于愿意把自己献上给神使用。
After many years of thinking and struggle, I finally was willing to offer myself up to God to be used.
当我把自己献上给神使用的时候，我经历到神这个丰盛的恩典。
And when I finally offered myself to God for His use, I was able to experience His abundant blessings.
从我放弃我的事业到今天已经有19年的时间。
From the time that I gave up my career until today, it has been 19 years.
我们在生活上从来没有缺乏过。
And we have never lacked in our lives.
不但没有缺乏，还经历到神丰盛的恩惠。
Not only have we not lacked anything, but we've experienced abundant grace.
就如此节经文所说,
as it says here,
那神能将各样的恩惠多多的加给你们，使你们凡事常常充足，能多行各样善事。
And God is able to make all grace abound to you, so that in all things, at all times, having all that you need, you will abound in every good work.
那奉献金钱最大的拦阻就是忧虑。
The biggest obstacle to grace giving is worry.
忧虑明天会如何?
We worry what tomorrow will be like.
忧虑经济到底会好转?
We worry whether the economy will improve.
忧虑在退休的时候是否足够的金钱使用?
We worry about having enough money after retirement.
当一个基督徒忧虑的时候,
when a Christian worries like this,
他不会打开他的双手,
he will not open up his hands,
乐意地把金钱奉献在神的事工上,
and willingly offer his money for God's ministry,
而使到他失去从神而来的福分,
and so he loses out on God's blessings.
不仅自己失去了这个福分,
and not only himself, it's not only himself that loses the blessings from God.
别人也不能够得到从神而来的福分。
Other people also lose out on blessings from God.
当我们乐意把金钱奉献在神的事工上的时候,
When we're willing to offer our money for the ministry of God,
将会带来两个啊这个良好的后果。
This will bring about two good results.
那么第一就是根据这节经文所说，能多行各样的善事。
The first is here, as it says in verse 8, abound in every good work.
第二就是根据这节经文所说，又增添你们仁义的果子。
And the second is from verse 10, it will enlarge the harvest of your righteousness.
那么除此之外，受会的人也会向神献上感恩的心。
In addition to this, those who receive our offering will have a heart of thanksgiving to God.
我们教会在过去，我们教会支持不少的宣教士。
Our church supports several missionaries.
包括我们以前的宣教士 Steve 跟 Heather.
Including Steve and Heather.
我记得以前他们经常寄信来教会，向神感谢教会给他们在祷告上的支持和金钱上的支持。
I remember that when they were out in the field, they would often send letters praising God and thanking God for our church's support.
他们经历到神的供应。
They had experienced God's provision.
以致他们能够在这个落后的国家把福音传给当地的人。
So much that they were able to spread the gospel to the people in this underdeveloped country.
所以这个乐捐的厚恩，第一点不仅能够激发他人。
Grace giving, the three results. The first is not only does it stimulate others,
使人能够得到从神而来的祝福。
And bring blessings to others.
第三，神得到荣耀。
The third result is that God receives glory.
那么在这节经文，保罗说，他们从这供给的事上得了凭据，知道你们承认基督，顺服他的福音，多多的捐钱给他们和众人，便将荣耀归给神。
In this verse here it says, because of the service by which you have proved yourselves, men will praise God for the obedience that accompanies your confession of the gospel of Christ, and for your generosity in sharing with them and with everyone else.
某一个信徒能够表现出这个乐捐的厚恩，是因为他顺服神的吩咐。
That a Christian is able to give in grace is because he is obedient to God.
所以他在金钱上奉献顺服神的时候，圣经告诉我们，神就得到荣耀。
When a Christian obeys God in grace giving, the Bible says that God receives the glory.
我们在生活上的一举一动都是在见证这位创造天地万物的主。
Everything that we do in our lives is a testimony for the God who created heaven and earth.
奉献金钱是一个见证。
Giving money is a testimony.
见证这位在天上的父神。
It is a testimony for our Heavenly Father.
当我们愿意顺服神的时候。
When we're willing to be obedient to God.
当我们愿意把这个金钱奉献在神的事工上的时候。
And when we're willing to put our money toward God's ministry,
神得到荣耀。
God will receive the glory.
那么主耶稣在马太福音第五章第十六节说，
Jesus said in Matthew 5:16,
你们的光也当这样照在人前，叫他们看见你们的好行为，便将荣耀归给你们天上的父。
In the same way, let your light shine before men that they may see your good deeds and praise your Father in heaven.
那么圣经说我们是世界的光，好像一盏明亮的灯照在人前。
The Bible says that we are the light of the world, just like a lamp that's hung up in front of people.
那如果这盏灯不能够发亮的话，神就不能够得到荣耀。
If this lamp has no ability to produce light, then God will not be glorified.
那相对的，如果这盏灯是明亮的，神必定会得到荣耀。
If the lamp is bright, then God will receive glory.
我们都知道得到荣耀不是这盏灯，而是神。
We know that the one who receives the glory is not the lamp, but God.
所以当我们愿意把金钱奉献在神的事工上的时候，圣经告诉我们神得到荣耀。
And so when we're willing to offer our money for the kingdom of God, God will be glorified.
所以当别人看到我们愿意把金钱奉献给神，愿意顺服神的时候，神得到荣耀。
And so when other people see that we're willing to be obedient to God and give as He's commanded, then He receives the glory.
每一个基督徒在奉献上顺服神，能够使到另外一个人将荣耀归给神。
When a Christian's willing to be obedient in his giving, then it can cause another person to glorify God.
那我在神学院念书的时候，在经济上有很大的需要。
When I was in the seminary studying theology, we had a lot of financial needs.
啊，但是神借着弟兄姐妹来供应我们的需要。
But God filled those needs through some brothers and sisters.
我记得有两位弟兄每一个月很准时的将固定的金钱交给我。
I remember that there were two brothers every month, very punctually would give me a set amount of money.
每次我收到这个钱的时候，我心里面充满那个感恩，把荣耀归给神。
And every time I received this money, my heart was full of thanksgiving, and I gave the glory all to God.
那直到今天，我们还没有忘记他们对神的顺服，还有对神的爱。
And even until today, I have never forgotten their obedience and their love for God.
他们所做的，神将会纪念和报答他们。
And what they did, God will always remember and He will repay them for it.
所以从今天早上我们所看的经文，乐见的厚恩，第一点就是能够激发他人。
And so today, from the verses we're looking at, the results of grace giving, the first is it can stimulate others.
而第二呢，就是人能够得到祝福。
The second is receiving blessings.
那第三就是神得到荣耀。
The third is that God receives glory.
那么最后就是使到信徒能够合而为一。
And the fourth is that the believers may be one.
那保罗是一个外邦人的使徒。
Paul was the apostle to the Gentiles.
那么他本身是一个犹太人。
He himself was a Jew.
他站在犹太人跟外邦人的中间。
So he stood in the middle of the Jews and the Gentiles.
把这个犹太人还有这个外邦人的信徒把他们拉在一起。
And he pulled the Jews and the Gentile believers together.
目的就是要他们在主里合而为一。
He wanted for them to be one in the Lord.
那哥林多教会的信徒把这个捐献捐给这个耶路撒冷的教会的信徒。
The offering, the financial offerings of the church in Corinth were given to the believers in Jerusalem.
因为耶路撒冷教会的信徒大部分都是犹太人。
Most of the believers in Jerusalem were Jews.
那哥林多教会他们都大部分是外邦人。
And the believers in Corinth were mostly Gentiles.
所以他们的奉献不单表现出哥林多教会对这些犹太人信徒的爱心。
So this offering by the Corinthians not only showed their love for the Jewish believers.
那同时也拉近他们之间的关系。
It also brought them closer together.
为什么这些外邦人的信徒大部分是希腊人？乐意把金钱献给这些不是罗马公民的犹太人。
So why were most of these Gentile believers, most of whom were Greeks, willing to give their money to these Jews who were not even Roman citizens?
那何况这些犹太人是贫穷的。
And moreover, these Jews were poor.
他们的社会地位又低。
They were of low status in society.
并且他们是少数民族。
And they were a minority group.
哥林多教会的信徒这么做，因为是神的恩典。
That the Corinthian church was willing to do this was because of God's grace.
那犹太人也有他们的看法。
And the Jews also had their view on this.
他们认为神借着主耶稣所带来的救恩，只是赐给犹太人。
They believed at this time that the salvation that Jesus accomplished was only for the Jews.
那么当时的犹太人信徒不能够接受外邦人成为教会的肢体。
The Jewish believers at that time were not willing to accept Gentiles as members of the church.
那么但是哥林多教会的捐献却除去犹太人信徒对外邦人 的偏见。
But this grace giving by the church in Corinth to the Jewish believers, was able to get rid of this prejudice.
那奉献金钱是爱的表现。
Grace giving is an expression of love.
哥林多教会的信徒没有必要把这些金钱奉献给这些犹太人的信徒。
The Corinthian believers didn't have to give this money to the Jewish church.
但是他们乐意捐献是因为神的恩典。
But that they were so willing to give was God's grace.
所以这段经文说，他们也因神极大的恩赐显在你们心里，就切切地想念你们，为你们祈祷，感谢神，因他有说不尽的恩赐。
Here in these verses it says, and in their prayers for you, their hearts will go out to you because of the surpassing grace God has given you. Thanks be to God for His indescribable gift.
所以哥林多教会的举动带给犹太人信徒向神感恩。
The actions of the Corinthian church gave the Jewish believers a heart of thanksgiving.
不仅向神感恩，还切切地想念他们，为他们祷告。
And not only were they filled with thanksgiving, but they also yearned for those other Gentile believers.
那可见奉献金钱能够使到他们在灵里有密切的沟通。
And you can see that through grace giving, they were able to have a closer connection in the spirit.
那因此保罗感谢神，感谢神有说不尽的恩赐。
And so Paul gave thanks to God for his indescribable gift.
然后人与人之间那种不同。
The differences between people.
人与人之间那种偏见。
Prejudices.
还有贫富。
Wealth or poverty.
犹太人或者是外邦人。
Jews or Gentiles.
地位高或者地位低。
A high status or low status.
一切的差别在主里都成为义了。
No matter all the differences between people, they're all one in the Lord.
所以保罗在加拉太书第三章二十八节说。
And so Paul said in Galatians 3:28.
并不分犹太人、希利利人、自主的、为奴的或男或女，因为你们在基督耶稣里都成为义了。
There is neither Jew nor Greek, slave nor free, male nor female, for you are all one in Christ Jesus.
所以从今天早上我们所看的经文，乐见厚恩可以带来四个良好的后果。
So we can see from the verses today that grace giving can bring about four good consequences.
第一就是能够激发他人。
The first is that we can stimulate others to action.
第二，人能够得到从神而来的祝福。
The second is that we can receive blessing from God.
那第三，神会得到荣耀。
The third is that God will receive the glory.
那第四呢，就是能够使到弟兄姐妹能够合而为义。
And the fourth is that it can bring about unity in the believers.
让我们听神的教导。
Let us hear the teaching of the Lord. Let's spend some time to meditate on today's message.
让我们安静在神的面前。
Let us quiet our hearts. Father, we thank you for giving us the best.
也就是把主耶稣钉死在十字架上。
And that is having Jesus being nailed to the cross.
那赔上自己的生命。
Sacrifice his own life.
因为我们的缘故。
For our sake.
万因此求主帮助我们能够体会到你对我们的爱。
Please help us to understand your love for us.
因此使到我们愿意把自己的生命献上。
So we'd be willing to offer our lives to you.
来服侍你，来爱你。
To serve you, to love you.
主啊，求你赐给我们一个慷慨的心。
Please give us open heart.
不只愿意把我们的生命献上给你。
Not only to be willing to offer our lives to you.
也愿意把我们的财物献在你献上你在你的事工上。
That we'll also be willing to offer our money for the sake of your work.
求主帮助我们。
Please help us.
我们将祷告奉主耶稣基督的名求。
We pray this in Jesus' name.
Amen.